program is brought to you in living color.
Yes, sir. This is John Maynard.
Yeah, what do you want?
No, it's just us with Record Ben Roulette, episode 115.
And this is John Kessler. Vinyl doesn't belong forgotten in wooden bins on the sidewalk. It belongs on this show.
And the Record Ben Roulette wheel finds, at the risk of being sucked into the churning riptides of damnation, hot hits from the Bible.
What?
Say it with me, John.
Hot hits from the Bible.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And God said, let there be light.
We're illuminated.
Can scripture be commercialized?
Can the best known prayer in the Bible become a hit song?
It happened in the 70s, made it up to number four.
Number four, you say?
Number four. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
That's Sister Janet Mead there, delivering us from evil with her gold record.
Here's the anthem for any kid whose parents dropped them off at Bible camp.
Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
That's a sing-along with Ray Stevens, who also gave us this cynical little number.
Would Jesus wear a Rolex on his television show?
And you have to ask yourself, would Jesus really boot you over the bar for a quick 3 points?
Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life.
Record Ben Roulette, from the irreverent to the sincere, as Hot Hits from the Bible continues.
From the book of Ecclesiastes.
Them's the Birds, John.
Yep, that was a hit in the 60s, but it was written in the 50s by Pete Seeger.
Kinda from the Bible.
With a kiss of Hinduism.
George Harrison's homage to his spiritual center.
My sweet Lord. My Lord.
Bit of irony there is that song was produced by the godless Phil Spector. Why did game show host Wink Martindale have a contraband deck of cards in this 50s top 10 job?
Can a deck of cards become a Bible?
When I look at the ace, it reminds me that there is but one God. And the deuce reminds me that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old and the New Testament.
And as our dramatic story turns out, Wink saves himself and returns to do another episode of Tic-Tac-Toe.
So, you see, sir, my pack of cards serves me as a Bible and a prayer book. And friends, the story is true. I know. I was that soldier.
I'd hate to blow a chance at the hereafter on a technicality, so we better promote getting everybody hustling down to clock in a little pew time this weekend. And that's it for Record Ben Roulette. This is John Maynard.
And this is John Kessler. See you at the Pearlies.
Church of your faith, near you.